So here's the big question. You're interested in value investing and valuing and evaluating businesses on a deep level, but you don't know how, even after researching for hours, probably dozens of hours, hundreds of hours on the internet, and because nobody else shows you how to do it. This podcast has all those answers and much more about value investing and finance. My name is Jason Rivera. Welcome to Value Investing in Your Car.
Jason here. This episode of Value Investing in Your Car, I'm going to talk about or continue talking about the Hertz bankruptcy situation after the crazy information that I released last week. Before I get to that, though, I need to let you know that you can listen to this as a podcast anywhere in the world for free on the Value Investing in Your Car podcast. Can be heard on all major podcasting platforms, Anchor, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, and more. You can hear this series entire, or this video and this entire series as a podcast in the world, anywhere in the world for free and on the go. Okay, so last week I talked about how Hertz was going bankrupt, and they planned to issue shares, and how frankly gross it was about what they were doing and how they were essentially going to be stealing from their shareholders if they were allowed to do this. And if you want to watch that video, you can go, that will be linked below this. Finally, I think it was Thursday night or Friday, the Securities and Exchange Commission came out, the SEC, their mission statement. Their pretty much number one goal is to protect shareholders, individual shareholders. And they finally are doing their jobs. They're finally investigating Hertz and this potential share sale. And they recommended to Hertz that they shelve their stock sale for the time being while the SEC reviews it. They probably said, if you do this, you're going to get sued. It's probably what happened. So again, for context, I'm not going to get into the details, but for context of this, go watch the last video where I get more details. The basics of it was, for those who aren't going to go back into context, I'm going to give you some briefly here, is that Hertz, bankrupt company, pretty much making no revenue or generating no revenue right now because people aren't traveling and using the rental car service at airports, in cities, all that stuff. Pretty much making no revenue. They have $19 billion in debt, $1 billion in cash, and they wanted to sell up to $1 billion in stock to kind of build cash. I don't really know. They didn't really state their reason other than, of course, to raise more cash. They plan to sell shares, up to $1 billion in shares. SEC is now saying they shouldn't. And then, so on, I think, again, it was Thursday night or Friday, last Friday, they said they were going to halt, said they were going to halt this sale share while the SEC investigated their prospectus is what they said. Then the next day, they said they were canceling the share sale outright. This should have never been even considered in the first place. The reason they considered it, Hertz, them being Hertz, is that they saw their share price kind of skyrocket after it hit bottom at, I think it was 56 cents a share. They saw it skyrocket 888% in 10 days due to speculators and Robinhood app and whatever. People essentially gambling that their stock is worth more than, I think at that time it was $72 million a share. The entire company as a whole, yes, it is. The shares were not because of their massive, massive, massive debt load. Again, I talk about this in the previous video, so make sure to watch that for context, because I'm not going to get into all that today. So what was going to happen is once Hertz issued these shares, they were going to take the money or operations. Again, they didn't say, but they're burning so much cash, and they have so much debt that the way I explained it in the last video is as soon as these people here hand over the money to Hertz or here, it's gone, and they're pretty much lighting it on fire. The reason this is because most companies' stocks, when they go through bankruptcy, get completely wiped out. Completely. Again, I go through this in detail in the last video. Completely wiped out. So it's mind-boggling to me that Hertz managers would. I can understand them thinking about it. It's crazy to me that from a PR, just a PR standpoint alone, that they would try to go through with this. Because they know, based on history, financial history, and their own recent operating performance, that there's pretty much 0% chance that the money these people would invest, again, up to $1 billion, would be worth anything after the company exits bankruptcy. So again, that's why I said it's lighting it on fire, because as soon as they exit bankruptcy, there's almost a 100% likelihood that the current common shareholders will be wiped out and will be replaced with a new share structure. So it's mind-boggling to me that from, again, just purely from a PR standpoint, that they would try to do this. It's even crazier that the judge in the case, I think it's in Delaware, I think they're a Delaware-based company, allowed that to happen. He approved the initial sale share, the judge did. And it's even crazier for me that the SEC would not get involved as soon as they saw this. It took them 3, 4, 5 days to issue kind of a public statement and say, Hertz, you shouldn't do this. Or to say, we're going to investigate this, and whatever they said in the back channels again, probably something along the lines of, if you do this, there's good high likelihood you're going to get sued and you're going to lose. That's probably what they said. Or you're going to get fined by the SEC or regulated or whatever they said. Something along those lines is likely what they said, which is why Hertz is now canceling this share sale. So again, good thing they're doing it. But the share sale for Hertz is now, for the time being, done. They're going to work through the bankruptcy process. And again, they should come out a healthier, less debt-ridden company, better operationally, better finances after the bankruptcy is over. Then they can issue shares if they want to, because then the shareholders won't get wiped out. Will they be diluted? Yes. There's a big difference between, and again, as a small cap, nano cap, micro cap investor, you have to watch out for dilution. But there's a big difference between dilution and being wiped out completely and knowing that's going to happen and still trying to get money from people. That's what I found gross about that entire process from Hertz, because they, again, they knew what was likely to happen. So that at this point wraps up the story on Hertz. We will see if they continue making news. I will update you on that. But until next time, if you're listening on the podcast, or if you're listening on YouTube, sorry, like, love, share, subscribe, comment, hit the notification bell so you're notified anytime we release a new video, and we're releasing new videos all the time. If you're listening on the podcast, again, like, love, share, subscribe, comment, download, all that great stuff. And also, we'd really appreciate if you left a review. The more reviews we get, and the more views we get, or the listens we get, the more people we can help. I'd love to hear your comments on this on the blog as well. And for more information, more great stuff, more finance and value investing topics to learn from, make sure to check out our site, valueinvestingjourney.com. Again, 99% of our content is free, and you can go on there and learn a ton of great stuff about how to become a better investor. So, thanks for watching. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.